92.9 The Bull is excited to present a show coming up at Capitol Music Club Friday, June 7th. We've got Demaine, Saskatchewan's Evan Baxter taken to the stage. He's got some special guests along on the show, The Barrelman and Rob McIntosh. And lucky us, we've got Evan Baxter in the studio right now. Thanks for coming by, Evan.
Of course, anytime.
So this isn't actually my first time seeing you. Back in February, you were opening up for Aaron Perchett at the Capitol, and I saw you. And man, you did a great job.
Yeah, no, that was a heck of a show. That was a lot of fun. Being able to talk to those boys that live on the road and do it for a living.
Oh, totally. And especially like you, like you're in the very early stages of a music career.
Yeah.
So it's like kind of nice, I bet, to be able to pick the brain of like a veteran in the industry.
No, it was super nice to be able to go back and talk and ask them like, hey, realistically, like, could I do this for a living? Put my whole life into it. And they were like, oh yeah, 100%.
It's just like you gotta kind of take the steps to make it happen, right?
Yeah, it's definitely a bit of a journey to get to the point where I'm at now. It was a big battle to get up to the city. We started off just playing little hometown shows and got people's attention around home, but it wasn't spreading too much until we came up here to Saskatoon and started playing at the Capitol.
You're talking about cutting your teeth in the industry and playing the small shows, and you put in the work, and then it's like a snowball effect, I've been told.
Yeah, it pays off for sure. Getting these opening gigs playing for 20 minutes or 45 minutes and grabbing people's attention and having people grab you after the show and go, that was really good. It's exciting to know that a headliner is coming and that I can show them what I'm really capable of.
Right? Going from, especially coming from small town Saskatchewan, playing at open mics in a venue that you eventually headline at, I mean, that's got to be a pretty cool feeling.
Oh, yeah. Starting off with the Domain Hall, having maybe 50 people listening, to have a bar packed full of people that know my single and are singing along, it's definitely a feeling.
Probably tough to describe.
Oh yeah, it's almost overwhelming sometimes about the whole music thing, because I've worked really, really hard to get where I'm at, and I've had this in my mind for years that this is what I want to do, and to finally have it kind of paying off and have people pay attention is really, really nice.
So where did that start? What was the thing in your life that made you decide, I want to do this for a living?
COVID-19. So I was in my grade 10 year, and it was near the end of the year, and we were all sent home. And I wasn't the best student, so I decided I'll take some time out of my day and I'll find something else to do, like find something to keep myself busy, right? Because you're stuck at home, there's really nothing to do, stuck with the family. And my older brother started playing guitar, and I decided that that would be a wicked cool thing to do if we could start playing together and learn songs and have them sound complete.
It's got to be cool as brothers to be able to play music together, because making musical fusion, I mean, that's a way of connecting that not a lot of people get to experience.
Well, yeah. I was definitely lucky to the fact that we play the guitar very differently. I am a rhythm player. I keep the time. I like picking. I like making things sound pretty. And he's really, really fast. He's not working with me now, but I go home on the weekends, and that's when I'm able to play that fast, thrashy stuff that we started with and really, really enjoy.
So, like, you're not playing together on the regular, but again, like, you both share that common interest, so when you go home, you can have a jam sesh.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Every time I'm home, we sit down with guitars and jam and sing.
Love that. So, again, we've said you got a show coming up at the Capitol Friday, June 7th, but I also saw on Instagram, it looks like you've been in and out of the recording studio.
Yes, I have. I've been working on recording an EP.
Ooh.
Hopefully to release that soon. I'm hoping to have about 8 songs, and we're sitting on about 6 right now.
Nice.
So we should be ready to get back into the studio and get her done and show everyone that I'm taking this seriously and that this is what I want to do.
Yes. Well, man, I'm excited to see what you got coming in. Again, you brought your guitar into the studio. So in just a little bit, we're going to hear from you, and we'll talk about what that's going to be in just a second. But let's talk about this show at the Capitol.
We've been
talking about how exciting it is that you've gone from, playing smaller rooms to a headlining show in Saskatoon, which is amazing. Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you very much.
So we've got you on that stage. You have support special guests. You've got the Barrelman and Rob McIntosh. What kind of an evening is this going to be?
It is going to be an evening full of fun. And I find with my performances, things get emotional, things get raw. It's a deep performance. I don't sing just for fun. I sing because it's a way to let it all out and show people what I'm feeling and how I'm doing and what I'm doing.
So you're going to be taking those people at the Capitol on a journey.
Oh, for sure. I like to call myself a storyteller with my music. I really enjoy the old outlaw country, and the 90s grunge scene is a huge thing
Ooh,
for me.
Yeah.
And I'd really like to take that 90s country feel and jam it together with that 90s alternative grunge feel and kind of bring that back. That's kind of my feeling.
I got to ask then, because like you obviously take quite a bit of influence from the grunge scene, like 90s alternative. What's your favorite act from that era?
Probably Alice in Chains. Layne Staley vocally was a huge influence for me to get rasp in my voice and really push. A lot of Alice in Chains music really, really speaks to me.
Awesome. Well, I'm excited for this. Again, Friday, June 7th, Evan Baxter from Demaine, Saskatchewan. He's taking that stage and he's got the Barrelman and Rob McIntosh opening. We're going to take a quick step aside. You've got your guitar and we're going to hear what you have to sing for us.
Alrighty.